Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yep, happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Datula. Figgy Fig, whose name I have not said yet on the program today, and it feels weird when I do that.
Dang, Figgy.
You good in there? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, cool.
I should be asking if you are.
He forgot all about
good?
You. I was thinking about you all day.
Yeah, there's no beef.
Did I tick you off?
No. I just really wanted to get after Lopez for not being here yesterday.
It's not what he told me.
What? Don't lie out here. Interestingly enough, Monday felt weird because there hasn't been a lot of days in the last.
You miss me?
No, not. Show was
you can say it.
Show was great.
You can say it.
I'd put Luke in that chair right now if I could. jokes. No, but Monday felt weird, not because of the show, but because there was no Astros baseball. It feels like we've had a lot of stretches of long games. I don't know how many times in the last couple of months we've actually had a night off without Astros baseball, which, I mean, I enjoy watching the Astros baseball. The night off was kind of weird. I was like, what do I do with my hands? Like, where do I go? But I mean, with the Astros, they still have a pretty significant lead when it comes to the AL West. They are currently, I was about to say a wrong thing because I was looking at 4.5 games ahead of the Seattle Mariners. And they start a pretty interesting 6-game homestand here tonight. Starts with the Phillies, then they'll see the Cubs over the weekend. But before we get there, just where the Astros are. They are really well situated, as we mentioned, in the AL West, but just in the league in general. Still the tied for the second most wins and the second best record in the AL, which is one of those things that I don't know that we foresaw at a certain point. And we were talking about this yesterday. Like, they just keep the chasms feel like they're opening up and the things that are problematic, right? But then you keep looking at the standings and they're like, damn, they keep doing this.
Yeah.
And you had a question about the lead that the Astros have right now in baseball. How comfortable is that first place lead right now in the AL West?
Yeah, so there was a time when you had a 4.5 game lead and you're bearing down on July, and you're thinking in this division, especially, you're thinking, well, that's a wrap. Let's just see what they can add. Let's see what they can get going, and we'll see you in the postseason, right? And you asked the question a little while ago, what side would I be leaning toward, or is it as it's a comfortable lead? Is it as comfortable as it normally would be? And I'm not leaning either way. I think you can make a strong argument either way. Let's make those arguments and then see where you might fall.
Okay.
And maybe I'll talk myself into one or the other here. So let's say, it's a comfortable lead and we're back to what the Astros do. The Astros sort of gearing up, maybe even making some moves. There's some rumors percolating about the Astros, maybe making some moves. They've made a couple of peripheral moves here and there moving forward. So if you're going to say, this is the Astros, they're going to be making their moves, what would back it up? Well, they have the, as you mentioned, they have the best record, second best record in the American League, the best record in Major League Baseball in June, which I just stumbled across looking at the standings.
Will you allow me to press pause here?
Yeah.
How insane is that? Considering
it's incredible.
It felt like their May was one of those types of months that we went. Yeah. Wow, that was really good. Glad to get this kind of back on track after. And then here you go. Here's June showing up with a really good month.
The best record in the league in baseball right now. Getting all-star performances out of Isak and Jeremy Pena. You can argue Jake Myers. You can argue others, et cetera. Their division is still bad, although the Mariners may be making some moves. But the division in general is just seeing ghosts when it comes to the Astros. Cam Smith, oh, by the way, his last 10 games, 350 batting average and a 984 OPS.
Cam Smith. Can you say that one more time? Sorry, those numbers. sometimes numbers run right through my ears.
Last 10 games, Cam Smith, a 350 batting average and a 984 OPS.
Is that good?
That is very, very good. So you're thinking, all right, this is a comfortable lead in there. There's ramping up. By the way, they also have the second easiest schedule in all of baseball for the rest of the season. They have this, according to, I forget, you would know it.
Is it Tankathon?
No, it's the other one. It's Tankathon and another one, but the other guys.
Is the one that I remember.
Yeah, the second best record in baseball. So you're thinking, all right, cool. And I'm starting to lean that way, right? But then you think, okay, why would it not be so comfortable? We still don't know a damn thing. Go ahead.
I want to use Tankathon because Tankathon says they have the easiest.
Okay, we'll go with them. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's like whenever I go fishing, I go with the forecast that's the best weather.
That's right. It's not logical because that would not. But yeah, it's just like this is the one that makes me feel better. I would like to use this.
One forecast says it's going to be windy and nasty. The other one says kind of partly cloudy. You know what? I'm going to go with partly cloudy. So okay, we'll call it the easiest schedule in baseball the rest of the way. So what about the other side? Because here we are thinking, all right, they're good to go. Still don't know a damn thing about Yordan, McCormick, McCullers.
Well, we know Yordan's not swinging a bat yet.
Yeah, well, that's all we know, et cetera, et cetera. And you got to have those guys. I mean, you just got to have those guys to make any significant run.
You got someone back off the IL, though.
You did.
You got Taylor Trammell back on the 26-man roster.
You got Taylor Trammell, left-handed bat. So there's that.
Yeah, fourth outfielder a little bit. I think that how much impact should we put in that? Because Taylor Trammell was doing pretty well in AAA as well.
Like 293 or something.
I mean, that's not anything to scoff at.
No, I know. I meant that in a good way.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Do you think that helps to a significant degree bringing a left-handed bat, one that looks like he's going to be, that he's been productive? And does that at all change your thoughts on, I mean, the trade deadline is still a number of weeks away, but does that at all give you a bit of solace and maybe give you some ideas on whether or not they end up actually trying to acquire a left-handed bat?
Well, it's funny you say that because one of the other reasons you might lean toward no, it's not as comfortable as it usually has been. Christian Walker continues to struggle. They need a left-handed bat. Taylor Trammell would be one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
John Singleton?
You can't get rid of him.
John Singleton?
Big John back again.
I mean, it's a heartwarming story. And I saw his wife posted a really cool video. You know, it was really heartwarming.
Putting back on the Astros. Cool.
But that Big doesn't John make jersey. Him any better.
I'm about to say, is it heartwarming?
Well, the video was.
For her.
Because she was excited and it's cool.
What are you doing over there right now?
No, I'm just saying, like, no, let's be for real, man.
No, you are. No,
like, is it a heartwarming story for us, him coming back?
No, I agree with you. It's a heartwarming story in terms of just like.
For her family and all that stuff.
Well, just in terms of like the feels, for lack of a better way. Like, it felt cool to see her do that. But it doesn't make him any better. It doesn't make, you know, what he's done here, you know, all of a sudden. He's going to flip a switch. So there's that. But there's a reason they brought John Singleton back. They're covering their bases here, so to speak, especially first base. Didn't they just sign a guy or bring a guy up last week?
Are you talking about Wes Clark?
Yeah, maybe the first baseman.
Yeah, and I don't know that Wes Clark is going to be something that affects your major league roster by any means.
But Christian Walker is going to lose at bats if he continues to struggle.
Which
he's going to lose some at bats.
That might be that's tough. That's tough part. I was about to say that might be a place to watch. And of course, I'm doing the thing where we're talking trade deadline well outside of that space. We don't even know who is truly going to be sellers at this point yet. But is first base a place where you could? Nah, you can't get an acquisition there because even if you're trying to find a level of platoon, it still feels like they're going to give Christian Walker an opportunity to swing the bat.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I mean, he's still, even as it's been lackluster from him. He's still. Has production in the ways of like being top four or five when it comes to home runs on the team and things of that nature. Like he still matters in a good degree. You just have to keep put him out there and hope that he finds a stride.
But I think that's exactly what you said is going to happen. They're not going to move on from Christian Walker, but he's going to lose at bats to guys like Trammell, even though it's a different position, you know, in terms of the lineup and who's playing first and all that other stuff. It doesn't exactly. You know, make you feel real good about how comfortable it is right now. And then there's this. The Mariners, speaking of rumors, they're in a lot of rumors right now at the trade deadline. They're in a lot of rumors right now for a pitcher, a bat, et cetera, et cetera. And then the final thing that sort of makes you feel like maybe they're not as comfortable as we thought, the bullpen has been outstanding. But they've thrown 39.2 innings in the last 10 days. They're starting to eat up some innings.
And that's also because you're starting pitching, especially with the guys that I'm lovingly calling the quad A guys. Again, I say that with respect to what they've been able to do. That's one of the cracks that we're starting to see. They're not giving you nearly exactly the same type of things that you were getting for a period of time, which is fair. It's understandable. It's having to ask them to carry such a heavy load is not really fair. All that to be said, I think you lay out a logical case as why you go, hey, this ain't the safest of leads, even as you develop the lead. I have gotten to a place where I think I'm out of the business of doubting like the mysticism that exists within the Astros' ability to find ways to win. Their ways to just kind of continue to do this, their boogeyman nature or what have you. I'm willing to lean into that, even though like there's reasons to have concerns on their ability to rehabilitate injuries and things of this nature. It feels like they've just continued to be able to bridge the gap, a large gap, even as it has continued to be. And it feels like, and maybe this is just hopium, that they'll be able to bring this back around where Yordan gets back and swinging the bat at the right time in a way that that Kyle Tucker did last year, right? You'll get enough pitching back so that you at least have three ready to go for the postseason and at least, or to even get you down the stretch and finish you out with an AL West division win. I am in a place where I am leaning into the experience and, you know, the nature of time and time again, the fact that the Astros have gotten this done. I think that they've earned, at least for me, the right for me to believe in their capability to navigate this. And I got to give also Joe Espada credit because he's navigated this pretty well himself as well.
I'm with you. If I had to pick one or the other, I would say it's a comfortable lead for the Astros. I don't know how I would feel moving into the postseason, you know, in terms of making any noise. So that's where I would draw the line.
As currently constituted, I'd be in that same place. And of course, hope is the word that I'll use here. I hope that by that time, at least some of these question marks that have popped up have had answers to them, whether it's like, hey, have you gotten some of these pitchers back? And I just thought about the question of in 2 months, if I'm asking the question, have you gotten some of these pitchers back, would be insane.
Yeah.
Right? Is J.P. France back? Is Christian Javier back? Would be an insane. Is Spencer Urgetti back? Would be an insane question to ask later on. So I imagine you'd have some of those answers. And hopefully you would definitely have an answer of, is Yordan back or is he swinging the bat well? And if those are questions that are answered, this is a dangerous Astros team, especially because you've had the likes of Jeremy Peña have his season and Jake Myers have a season, to the point where you're getting production from places that you did not previously think. Fair enough from the 631 saying that they don't feel like 4.5 games is not a comfortable lead with this Astros team. They just need Yordan back hitting like he does. I agree wholeheartedly. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Again, the Astros getting going on a 6-game homestand, starting with the Phillies tonight at Daikin Park. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. Inspired by a little bit of politics this morning. We're not getting political, I promise. What's the most unfortunate time you dropped the cuss word, whether in your life? In sports would be fun as well. 713-572-4610. And there's obviously Houston sports ties in. We'll do all that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.